December 26, noble examples. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Job 17:9. Sacred history presents many illustrations of the results of true education. It presents many noble examples of men whose characters were formed under divine direction, men whose lives were a blessing to their fellow men and who stood in the world as representatives of God. Among these are Joseph and Daniel, Moses, Elisha, and Paul, the greatest statesman, the wisest legislator, one of the most faithful of reformers, and except him who spoke as never man spake, the most illustrious teacher that this world has known. In early life, just as they were passing from youth to manhood, Joseph and Daniel were separated from their homes and carried as captives to heathen lands. Especially was Joseph subject to the temptations that attend great changes of fortune. In his father's home, a tenderly cherished child, in the house of Potiphar, a slave, then a confidant and companion, a man of affairs, educated by study, observation, contact with men. In Pharaoh's dungeon, a prisoner of state, condemned unjustly, without hope of vindication or prospect of release, called at a great crisis to the leadership of the nation, what enabled him to preserve his integrity? Loyalty to God, faith in the unseen, was Joseph's anchor. In this lay the hiding of his power. By their wisdom and justice, by the purity and benevolence of their daily life, by their devotion to the interests of the people, and they idolaters, Joseph and Daniel proved themselves true to the principles of their early training, true to him whose representative they were. What a life work was that of these noble Hebrews! The same mighty truths that were revealed through these men, God desires to reveal through the youth and children of today. The history of Joseph and Daniel is an illustration of what he will do for those who yield themselves to him and with the whole heart seek to accomplish his purpose.